Welcome to Living the Exceptional Life, the shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Imagine a life where your dreams are grand and they're easily and effortlessly and joyfully made manifest, where you get up in the morning passionate and excited about the day before you to get into life and to let life flow through you in ways unimagined. Such is possible, and we're going to go there tonight. Hello, this is Dave Krajovic, and I'm here with my partner, Pat.
Good evening, everyone.
And we're here with Ascension Breathing, and we're delighted that you're here. You know, everyone wants to be happy. Our founding fathers even felt it was so important that they put it in the Declaration of Independence. We have the right to pursue happiness. But the unfortunate thing is, not very many of us are happy. America, being one of the wealthiest nations on the planet, does not rank in the top of those countries that are the happiest. We're one of the lowest of the developed nations. Why is that? What's going on? It doesn't make any sense.
We have money to spend. We have cars and big houses. We have great jobs that require a lot of our time and energy. We can travel. We can buy what we want to buy. Why aren't we happy?
And I think that's part of the secret, is that we've been programmed to buy more, that the thing that we have is never enough. But the next greater thing would be a better car, a bigger house. How about that promotion at work? And let's go get that new outfit so we can look sharp and feel good about ourselves. Have you been there before? Have you received one of those things? And have you not found that when you get it, it doesn't last very long? The happiness doesn't last very long. It leaves, it wanes. And then it's on to the next best thing, the next bigger car, the bigger house, or the new TV, or whatever it is. It's fleeting. And that's because what we're attaching to is not real. Anything in the world of form over time can disappear. It can be taken away from us. And therefore, it is not everlasting. And if it's not everlasting, it is not real. That which is not real cannot be in the form of happiness. To get real happiness, to tap into joy, such that no matter what is happening in the external world, we have to come from a different angle. And that's what the shift is of moving from the ordinary life to the extraordinary one. The ordinary life is where you get up every day in a life of drudgery.
It's the same old, your feet hit the floor, you already feel like you're behind, you've got a gazillion things on your to-do list, you've got to get to work, take care of the kids, run here, run there.
You're worried about your problems, you're worried about tomorrow, you're worried about your job. And all these things weigh you down. And then you come home, you deal with the kids, you deal with the bills, you deal with whatever, the yard work. And then you go to bed, and then you get up and you
do it all over again.
In a way, because it's so routine, because it's so mundane, I call it the living dead. We're not really alive. We're not really present in the moment. We're not really taking our joy. We're trying to put our joy outside, somewhere in the future, where only if I get this one more job or only if I make this much more money will I be there. That's the illusion. And the shift can break that illusion for you. It's a place where there isn't any struggle, where you don't need to manipulate or control anything, where what you desire comes to you easier. And as a result, you will be healthier and happier. Your relationships will be enriched, and you'll gain much joy out of living. And there's more good news. You may think, well, oh, I need to give up my material possessions or your job or something else, but you don't. You can have everything you already have. The secret is just not to make them the object of your attention. And this will lead to the path of happiness. Very few people approach life like this. Don't you want to be one of the 1% that gets it?
They recognize that happiness is an inside job. It's not from coming from what is out there, things that we've achieved or accomplished or purchased. It comes from deep within, that place of stillness where you're present and available for life as it flows to you, totally accepting whatever it is, with love, with curiosity, with a passion, waiting for the next moment and the joy and the beauty and the uncertainty that it might bring.
And what happens when you get into that state of being and connect to that place? Your mind becomes clear. The worries cease. Your thoughts will be more positive, and negative thinking and fearful thinking will dissipate. You'll be more vibrant and energetic, and you'll sleep better at night. Your health will improve, and your lifespan, it's been proven, will increase as the wrinkles in your face disappear or dissipate. You will look and feel more youthful and vibrant. That is true. You'll get sick less often. I said healthier. I mean, Pat and I notice, you know, we rarely get sick. And if we do, it's less severe. It's more mild in terms of a cold or a flu. You'll feel very whole and complete and deeply connected to life. And that's where we want to go. That's what we want to tap into, to be one with that life force that's in all of us. That's where the power comes from. And that's when you can begin to influence the world in through the change in consciousness. Because your consciousness is uplifted, and because you're now in the flow and connected to all of life, everyone else's consciousness is uplifted too. And it only takes a very small number of people to make a change. The studies have been out there. It's been proven. So we're doing benefit just not for our own life, not just for those who we're in a close relationship with, but for the entire planet as well. And I just don't see what could be more precious than that. Pat and I live the life of unhappiness. The life of wanting. With every step not being enough to satiate the need. And it only resulted in our separation. But yet, somehow, some way, through the pain and suffering of that separation, we found the truth of who we are. And we healed that energy. And we've come together more vibrant, more powerful, more beautiful than ever before or ever we thought could be possible.
That is so true. But you know, it takes a commitment. It takes the ability and willingness, really willingness and courage, to look inward, to own your stuff, and quit pointing a finger at another while four fingers are pointing back at you. That's what we all really like to do. Let's not shoot the messenger. Let's get the message. Get the message. And your life will be transformed. From ordinary life, mundane, same stuff, different day, flatlined, to extraordinary, to noticing the simple but beautiful things that occur every moment of every day. Yes, it's possible. We did it. You can do it too. Are you in?
Like she said, are you in? Does it make sense? And it's not as hard as you think it is either. You just have to practice like anything else. You have to be willing to do the work. And if you're willing to do the work, peace and joy and ease and passion are yours. So if you'd like to learn a little bit more, you can go to our website and check out our latest blog post on this subject at ascensionbreathing.com. Or you can join us in our downloadable meditation, which can also be found on the website at ascensionbreathing.com/shop. And we also have a one-day intensive coming up in Plymouth, Michigan on Sunday, November 5th. That we'd be more than excited if you would join us for that event, where we'll really get deeper and look at different tools and techniques and breathing and meditation to really set you powerfully on your path from ordinary to extraordinary living. So why don't you just get comfortable and begin to relax and ponder which path you want to choose. The path that you're on, the path of the mundane and the ordinary, or do you want to jump on the shift from ordinary to extraordinary living as we delve into the art of exceptional living? We'll see you next month. Namaste.
Namaste.